Welcome to Renew Devotionals. In this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the books of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 18 through 20.
Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. We will know by this that we are of the truth, and we will set our heart at ease before Him, that if our heart condemns us, that God is greater than our heart, and He knows all things.
On October 31st, 1517, priest and scholar Martin Luther nailed a revolutionary piece of paper to a door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany. This document contained 95 opinions that would begin the famous Protestant Reformation. Central to the Reformation's ideology was that God's grace could not be merited with good works or human performance. God's forgiveness is free, and people are saved through accepting, in faith, God's gift of salvation. But Luther did not always grasp God's grace in this way. Luther had spent the previous season of his life as a Catholic monk, where he obsessed over his sin and was tormented by guilt. Every monk practiced the ritual of confessing their sins to a priest, but Luther took this practice to an extreme. He would daily spend often up to 6 hours confessing his sins. He was terrified to miss one. Luther lived in constant fear of God's judgment and never felt assurance in his standing before God. He said on one occasion, "If I could believe that God was not angry with me, I would stand on my head for joy." So, concerned with Luther's anguish, the leader of the monastery encouraged Luther to set aside his theological books and study the Bible itself, a practice that was not actually regular for monks. So Luther began reading God's word, and he found himself confronted with the glorious realities of God's unconditional forgiveness and grace. This so deeply liberated Luther from his guilt that he dedicated his life to proclaiming God's grace and helping others find assurance in their own standing before God. Now, much like Luther did, the audience of John's letters found themselves lacking in assurance before God. Can you resonate? Do you ever doubt that you're saved? Do you ever feel held down by guilt and shame? Do you ever worry about what God thinks of you? John wrote to his audience to help them find confidence in their relationship with God, and his writing serves to encourage believers today as well. There is hope when our hearts convict us. John was writing to a network of house churches in which a group of people had left the community and were denying Jesus as the Messiah. These people were spreading false teaching and stirring up disorder, and so in the chaos and confusion, John provides a simple way to test and prove the genuineness of one's faith. John advises Christians to examine their lives and ask, "Do I obey God's commands?" According to John, no one who knows God keeps on sinning without a repentant heart. Those who have God's Spirit inside of them display a pattern of growing to look more like Christ. Specifically, John singles out loving other people as a marker of becoming more like Christ. John argues, if God is love, how can you say He abides in you if you don't love other people? Jesus lived a life of sacrificial love, and this quality manifested in His followers' life is proof of His presence. Well, it can be helpful and reassuring to evaluate ourselves with these questions, but it may not always be enough. Sometimes the harsh voice of an inner critic unfairly accuses us. It casts a shadow over God's love for us. And other times, we might be justly convicted. Maybe the past season of our lives hasn't been characterized by love or obedience to God. In such situations, there is still hope. 1 John 3:20 says, whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything. So when our conscience declares our guilt, there is only one voice loud enough to overpower it, and that is the pardoning edict of God Himself. He is more merciful towards us than our own hearts. No matter our sin, the extent of which God understands far more than we do, God's grace is greater. Martin Luther, after finding assurance before God for himself, helped a friend through a similar struggle. In a letter to this friend, he wrote, when the devil throws our sins up to us and declares we deserve death and hell, we ought to speak thus. I admit I deserve death and hell. What of it? Does this mean I shall be sentenced to eternal damnation? By no means. For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction in my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Where He is, there I shall be also. Believers are united to the perfect person and work of Christ. So take assurance. Where Christ is, there you shall be also. Your belonging in God's family, your eternal existence with God, it's all secure. So take a moment to bring to God any doubts or fears present in your relationship with Him. Ask Him to ground you in the assurance of His unconditional forgiveness and favor. Personally, I have a very strong inner critic, and I'm always finding ways I'm not measuring up, ways in which I'm not obeying God or loving others well. And oftentimes, focus on my deficiencies just draws me inward. I get discouraged about my struggles and can even feel hopeless. But the more I've noticed this pattern, the more I've come to realize, why am I so surprised or shocked by my sin? Why do I let myself sit in guilt and despair over it? God knows my sin way more than I understand it, and He has already proclaimed me to be free, righteous, and loved. That's why I love this verse from 1 John. Whenever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and He knows everything. One song that I grew up singing and that I often think of in moments of doubt or shame is Before the Throne of God Above. I'll read you a few of the lyrics. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see Him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God, the just, is satisfied to look on Him and pardon me. Behold Him there, the risen Lamb, my perfect, spotless righteousness. The great, unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. One with Himself, I cannot die. My soul is purchased by His blood. My life is hid with Christ on high. With Christ, my Savior and my God. As you listen to the worship song, praise God for His loving voice of assurance.
Come be with me, Lord. Be with me here. Just to know You more is all that I need to Father draw near. I don't need power, I don't need strength, I don't need answers. All that I ask is to see Your face in Me.